chroeso i bodlediad Clybiau Ffermwyr Ifanc Cymru. Ble bynnag ych chi'n gwrando arno ni heddi, croeso cynnes iawn i chi a diolch yn fawr iawn i chi am gefnogi'r mudiad. Wel, pwy fydd gyda ni yma heddi i wrando arno? Cariwch mlaen i wrando a fe gawn ni glywed yn fuan.
Hello and welcome to the Wales YFC podcast, YFC and Me. Thank you for supporting the movement by listening to this podcast and I hope you enjoy the guest that's about to speak.
Elin Hafod ydw I, a dwi yma ar faes y sioe yn Llanelwedd ar gyfer podcast arall FE a fi, another YFC and Me podcast, and I'm honoured today to be joined by the newly elected NFYFC chairman, Dewi Parry. Diolch, Dewi.
Croeso, Elin.
Diolch am wneud hyn. Wrth gwrs, wyt ti, dyn ni'n falch iawn bod rhywun o Gymru wedi cael ei ethol yn gadeirydd cenedlaethol. So proud of you, Dewi. A o glwyd wyt ti'n dod?
Ie, yn y gogledd, a felly, fi ddech cynta o clywed i bod yn cadeirydd NFYFC ers y flwyddyn cysig geni, 1990.
Waw, mae hwnna'n dipyn o gamp.
Di, fatha, does am digon o Gymru yn mynd amdani, felly na, mae hwnna'n fatha andros o faint cael y gyfle nid o.
Fantastic, the first national chairman from Clwyd since the year he was born back in 1990, long time ago, Dewi.
Pointing out how old I am, isn't it?
Well, yeah, sorry if we've done that. So, Dewi, tell us a bit about your history in YFC.
I joined it very late, in all honesty. I was nearing my 19th birthday when I joined. I bumped into the club secretary of the local club, my sister being a member for a couple of years, even though she's younger than me. Essentially, the club secretary told me, you have to join YFC, come on Monday. And I didn't question it, I just went. And my first meeting was the county AGM, which would put a lot of people off, because it's, a fairly dry affair. But no, I haven't really looked back. The club was struggling for a few years, so I think I was club chairman for 5 years. But no, it's given me so many opportunities personally, and frankly, the more I did with it, the more I realised that actually the majority of what you benefit from this organisation is helping others, like making the club grow, getting younger members to try new things. So no, I've really benefited from it myself, so I'm really pleased that I can carry on being involved for just one more year.
Exactly. So in those, 7 or so years as a member, you must have packed in an awful lot to get to where you are now. What would be some of the most memorable of your YFC experiences?
I like to try and push the boundaries in terms of what was done in the county, because you do tend to fall into a rut of tradition. So our county hadn't done public speaking under 26 because there's the attitude that, we'll never win, we're not as good as the South Walians, which, in the main is probably true.
Not at all.
Without trying, you couldn't do it. So I was really, really pleased when I won the individual speaker under 26 one year, luckily enough, just to prove to, go back up north and tell them it can be done. And since then, we've actually had the younger age groups trying for the first time and actually winning it as a county, which was really nice.
Fantastic. Da iawn, Dewi. It's just goes to prove that anything's possible. Mae'n wych. It's so good to have such a grassroots member, somebody who's given so much to his club, now sitting at that top spot as national chairman. Da iawn, ti. And so what made you want to go for national chairman? Obviously a past Wales YFC officer as well. What was it that made you go for this county, Wales and national positions?
I think essentially it was the realisation of trying to push new ground. Like, our county hadn't been represented at Wales meetings for a couple of years before I started going with a couple of others, and we're probably talking 8 years ago now. So obviously got involved with it, and frankly, there's no point moaning at someone else to do it. You're oftentimes better off doing it yourself. Just Mind and Danny having a go. So it's always better to be involved. You can't complain then, because at least you've been given the opportunity to try and make a difference, and impact change if that's what you so desire. And I can't go to these meetings and expect someone else to do it for me, so I've got to be prepared to stand up myself and do it. It's always the attitude I've taken from the very first moment I walked into my club, my county meeting, and then obviously Wales and National as well.
And in union, and a wonderful attitude to have. So, and amser spar, and you can't have very much spare time outside of all of this time that you give to young farmers, but what's the day job? What happens outside of YFC?
Day job, I'm the assistant manager in a builder's merchant, so essentially I sell timber, I sell building materials over email and the phone mainly, and then sort out the logistics of delivering said building materials, so as North Wales will be more populated than South Wales eventually. And then what little time is then left I spend on the family farm with my pride and joy flock of Bluefish Leicesters.
And your badger face.
And my badger face.
Of course, not forgetting. Not forgetting. And I mean, I assume that public speaking experience that you've had through Young Farmers is priceless and made you a better salesman.
Without doubt. Yeah. I mean, the transferable skills you get in YFC, even if you don't go and compete at your county or Wales, wherever, simply take on a club position, the organisational skills, the motivational skills that you get, and the self-confidence that grows in you from doing those things, it's priceless what this organisation can offer to anybody, really.
Yeah, absolutely. So, blwyddyn a hanner o dy flaen di, Dewi, a very manic 12 months, I'd think, and I'm sure that you're keen to pack in as much as possible into that time that you've got as national chairman. So, beth sy'n ar y to-do list? What are the things you want to achieve and do in the next year?
Dwi eisiau gweld pethau fatha sydd ddim wedi cael eu hybu gan fatha swyddogion genedlaethol am a few years there. So, wythnos nesaf dwi'n mynd i'r Ynys Manw, the Isle of Man, because they don't often get visited and obviously they don't come across too often, but they are part of the YFC family. So, we're able to go over there, see how things are done differently, because that's the most fascinating bit of the role is you get to go and see every corner of the country, and everyone does things slightly differently. There isn't a one size fits all to YFC. Every club, every community is different, and that's reflected all over the country. Felly na, mae'n braf yn i gweld y llefydd newydd na. O'r rhan beth dwi eisiau gwneud fatha cadeirydd, dwi eisiau, na, di bod blwyddyn ddwy o pobl yn fatha syrthu allan gyda NFYFC, dwi eisiau fatha trio ailadu y cysylltiad rhwng yr aelodau grassroots. A fatha media genedlaethol. Da ni gyd yn rhan o'r un teulu at the end of the day.
Ie, yeah, ydyn. A nawr yn fwy na unrhyw amser arall sbo, efo'r holl heriau sy'n dod i wynebu'r diwydiant, mae'r ffermwyr ifanc yn allweddol i sicrhau bod gyda ni diwydiant sy'n barod i wynebu'r dyfodol a bod ni'n enyn y sgiliau yn ein pobol ifanc ni baratoi nhw at yr hyn sydd ei ddod.
O, aelodau ni ydy'r fatha dyfodol, fatha yr industry, fatha hyd yn oed y cymuned a pob peth, fatha ti'n mynd hyd a lled y glad a ti'n gweld pobl fatha yn y cynghorau, fatha maen nhw'n dyfodol yn mynd yma, da ni fatha paratoi pobl i cymryd rhan allweddol i dyfodol y gymuned, i fatha dyfodol amaeth, fatha da ni yn bwysig, mae rhaid hyblu y mudiad i parad.
Yn bendant. Dewi Gwych, you're a fantastic role model for our young members and even people who haven't yet joined the movement, people who might be thinking of joining the movement. So if you had one or two pieces of advice for people who are going through what you went through 7, 5, 7, 10 years ago, what would it be to make the most out of the movement?
I think you have to try everything. Don't be afraid of failure. I mean, falling down is not a failure, it's getting up. Refusing to get up is the failure, isn't it? So try everything. You'll only learn about yourself. It's not about winning in competitions. It's not about whether it's for you. It's the entire movement is there for you to try. So go and travel, go and attend agricultural seminars, go and attend training days. If you look back at it when you're 28 years old thinking, I could have done that. Yeah, you could have done that, but it's your fault that you haven't done that. So don't moan that you never had the chance. The opportunities are there. You just have to go and take them.
Absolutely. Words of wisdom. Diolch yn fawr, Dewi. Llong gyfarchiadau ti. Ni'n falch iawn ohono ti a phob dymuniad da hefyd. All the very best during your year as National Chairman. And thank you so much for getting your priorities straight and making time to come to the best county in the Federation, to Brecknock, to judge a couple of competitions for us today. Diolch yn fawr a phob lwc, Dewi.
Diolch yn fawr, Alan.
Diolch yn fawr iawn i chi am ryndo ar bodlediad Clybiau Ffermwyr Ifanc Cymru. Gobeithio newch chi ymuno gyda ni ar gyfer yr un nesaf eto. Cofiwch danysgrifio ar gyfer hwnnw. Tan y tro nesaf, hwyl fawr.
Thank you for listening to the Wales YFC podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any other episodes coming up. And thank you for supporting our movement once again. Until the next time, we look forward to seeing you then.